Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach Chamber 360, on May 23rd, 2014. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. I'm your host, Joe Terry, and the South Bay Show is brought to you by the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce. The Manhattan Beach Chamber has been serving the city of Manhattan Beach for over 60 years, and they are dedicated to promoting a strong local economy by supporting the community, providing valuable business connections, and representing business with government. The Chamber staff is focused on providing its membership with the tools and resources to help their businesses grow and thrive within the community. Their goal is to continually support the individual efforts of business as they work to support the growth of the local economy. For more information on how the Manhattan Beach Chamber is working with member businesses and the city of Manhattan Beach to support that growth, visit their website at www.manhattanbeachchamber.com. That's manhattanbeachchamber.com. Or call 310-545-5313. That's 310-545-5313. You can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show, or visit us on our website at thesouthbayshow.com. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose, that's what we talk about here on the South Bay Show. And, of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with South Bay by Jackie.com and, excuse me, producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I am doing well this morning, Joe. Really well.
Now we will be having a couple of guests to talk about Manhattan Beach parks and recs. And
yes, but before we get to that, how about we do a recap of a bite at the beach?
Oh yeah. Okay. Great. I'd love to do that.
Yeah.
So tell me, when did you first get there? What was going on when you got there?
Well, the VIP hour was from 2 to 3.
Yeah.
And then general admission tickets started at 3, and I believe it went to 7. But because I'm media, I got there a little early, you know, like about a quarter to 2 or something like that, because I got to stop and pick up my press creds and all that other stuff. and there was a good crowd there, but it wasn't like it got later.
Uh-huh.
By 4 o'clock, that place was packed, a lot of people. From what I understand, I think there were over 800 people.
Really?
Yeah. I think James told me – see, I don't know what the sellout number was. It's a big facility.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the sellout number was for tickets, but I think he told me that in total – because I saw him early. I saw him about 3 o'clock. I think he told me it was going to be about – they expected about 680 people, so just under 700 people. But then the next day, I heard numbers over 800. So what I'm guessing is that because of the gorgeous weather, there were probably a lot of people that bought tickets, you know, that day.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's fabulous.
Yeah,
they had it set up
at the MBS studio, MBS Media Campus, and 25 restaurants.
Yeah,
you know, several local favorites, and they were all paired with a brewery. So each place offered like one or two bites.
Mm-hmm.
And with each bite that they offered, they had a beer that they paired with it. And it was nutty. when you checked in, you were given a plate, like a hard plastic, a rigid plate, and it had the notch in it where you could put your beer glass. So you didn't have to hold a beer glass in one hand and a plate in the other.
Okay.
And what the glass was, sponsor, Stella Artois, they gave you a mini Stella glass.
Right.
It wasn't the full-size Stella glass. It was like a miniature version. So, and you could hang it from your plate. And as you went around, you got your bites, and then you would have them pour the beer into your some of the breweries had their own cups, but I liked the little glass concept. And even as miniature as it was still a lot of beer for the bite. So right. what ended up happening to me is I'd eat the bite pretty quick, and I'd take a sip or two of the beer, and then I'd go to the next booth, and I still had beer in there when I got the next bite. So don't tell anybody, but I ended up throwing out a lot of beer.
Okay.
You know, because I just couldn't finish it all.
Right. Well, that's exciting. I mean, it really, really, really had a great turnout. That's wonderful. And I think the Chamber got their money's worth on that one.
Oh, yeah, this is a great event. You know, let me just give you a quick rundown. The Right Choice, which is Mark Lips' wife,
Tammy Lips'
caterer, they did these pork sliders with like a coleslaw on top of it. You know, it's a slider, it's a bun.
Yeah.
There were Salt Creek Grill did their bacon wrapped shrimp, which oh my god, there was a line for that.
Yeah.
Darren's did ceviche.
Mm-hmm.
Petros did gyros.
Yes.
There were one place was doing clams, another place did mussels. There was ahi. There were crab cakes and fish cakes. I had a pomegranate couscous. So who did the antipasta? Somebody did antipasta. Zinc did jerk chicken tacos.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing. There was such a selection of food. It was unbelievable. And then we had heard about them doing ice cream sandwich pairing with beer.
Right.
Well, they did. But not only was there ice cream sandwiches from Manhattan Creamery, Manhattan Marriott, they had two desserts, one of which was chocolate pudding with pretzel crumbs on top.
Oh, God. That's wonderful.
Yeah, so it's like beer and pretzels and chocolate pudding.
I think our guests may have arrived.
Oh, you think?
Let's find out. Last four digits, 5622. Last four digits, 5622. Who am I speaking with?
Well, this is Gina from the Parks
and
Recreation Department.
Of course.
Hi.
Gina Allen, how are you?
Gina, yes, I'm good.
Good, sorry.
We're a little late.
No, that's fine. And I have another guest, last four digits, 5621. 5621, you're on the air.
I think that's
Hello?
You, Jessica.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's me.
Sorry about that.
I'm looking at my extended. Anyways,
that's
yeah, those
right.
extensions with the Parks and Rec as well.
Awesome.
Yeah, those
awesome.
Extensions are trunk lines, so they're not actually our phone numbers.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We have an introduction. Jackie, our guests are with us.
Yes, our guests this morning are Gina Allen and Jessica Vincent from the Manhattan Beach Parks and Recreation Department. Gina is a graduate of California State University Long Beach with a bachelor's degree in recreation and leisure studies and a master's of public policy. In September 2004, Gina joined the city of Manhattan Beach as a recreation supervisor with the Parks and Rec Department. 2 years later, she promoted to recreation services manager. As manager, Gina oversees registration services, implements and manages administrative support to meet community needs, and handles marketing opportunities for the department. Gina is a native Californian and calls Long Beach home with her husband and two-year-old daughter. Jessica Vincent is responsible for managing the sports and fitness division for the city of Manhattan Beach, which includes overseeing all sports and fitness contract classes, beach programs, adult sport leagues and camps, aquatics programs, and the Manhattan Beach Open and six-man volleyball tournaments. Jessica has been with the Parks and Recreation Department as a rec supervisor since 2010 and previously worked with the city of Newport Beach for 10 years. She lives in Manhattan Beach now with her husband Charlie and their two-year-old son Carter. Now this morning we're going to discuss the various summer programs the city of Manhattan Beach offers. Gina, Jessica, welcome to the program. We are so glad you could join us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you. So it is, you know, it is quintessential summer beach town, Manhattan Beach, obviously, with the AVP volleyball tournaments happening here for many years and so many other things. Of course, we're not too far from Hollywood. Manhattan Beach, Hermosa has been in the spotlight. The beach cities, Manhattan, Hermosa, Redondo, have been in the spotlight around the world for so long. Now, I want to ask you first, Gina, does that influence what you plan to do as a Parks and Recs community? The fact that Manhattan Beach has such a reputation as a beach town, does that change it, or is it very similar to what other cities do that have, you know, climates like ours?
Well, I think it's a combination of both. We definitely take the community's interest above anything else. You know, we're a small hometown kind of place here, and we want to keep tradition going. So, for example, you know, our Charlie Stakely six-person volleyball tournament, that's authentic to Manhattan Beach. And
right.
Jessica could really elaborate on those details. But it's important for us to keep with tradition and bring some stuff new to the community that really enhances the quality of life here in Manhattan Beach. So I would say it's a combination of both.
Okay, okay. Six-man volleyball was invented here on the beaches in Manhattan, Hermosa. It's kind of, you know, we had a show about the history of the beach cities in general and Redondo in particular yesterday, and it was fascinating. I mean, you know, it's a long and storied history and lots of drama and you know, gangsters and movie stars.
you make it sound so nefarious, Joe.
it's sexy. It's
a very
really,
juicy, interesting story. Yes,
it is, yeah. And that's the history of Manhattan Beach. And we also talked about the recent, you know, controversy about drilling for oil in Hermosa Beach and E&B and their less than fully transparent tactics. For instance, they had a full-page ad that described the South Bay as full of oil wells and included several in Manhattan Beach. Of course, there are no active oil wells in Manhattan Beach, but there had been in the past. But they on purpose, dotted Manhattan Beach with signature places and oil wells, and showing that, oh, of course, it's normal, natural. Everyone has an oil well in their backyard. Well, it's not true, and Manhattan Beach has not had an active oil well for decades. And so that's part of our history, and it's fascinating to hear people that are native, that were born here in the South Bay, talk about that history and how it was when they were young. Tell me a little bit, if you could, Jessica, tell me a little bit about the planning that you guys do in the Parks and Rec community. How do you start out saying, okay, it's Labor Day, not Memorial Day, but it's Labor Day, and we've been through the summer. Now it's time to plan for next summer. What are the kinds of things that you take into account as you plan for the next summer?
Well, certainly we look at supply and demand. You know, what other programs are out there, and what programs can we offer within our community to make sure that we do meet our community needs? As Gina mentioned, this is a small town community, yet we offer several different programs because it's an active community. That's what our community demands. They're looking for programs that they want to definitely get their children out there. They want to participate in different programs, and so we're really trying to meet the demands of the community. And it's always changing. You know, it's cyclical. Something that may be popular today may not be popular, you know, next summer. And so we're always looking at different trends that are out there within Parks and Recreation and just in recreation in general. And then looking at the features that we have, we are unique because we are a beach community and not a lot of, you know, other cities are beach communities. And so we definitely want to take that into account when we are programming and look at what we have to offer, what resources do we have, what makes us unique and what makes us stand out that we can offer to the community.
Right. When you know, and I do want to get into specifics because I think a lot of people will perhaps tune into this show in archive in days or weeks from now, and they want some specifics on what are the possibilities for them to join, or what are the possibilities for their children. So, but first, before we get to specifics, though, I'd like to know, because I'm on this historical kick, are there some things that you could talk about that used to be so popular in Manhattan Beach, but then now aren't that popular as a Parks and Recs program?
Well, certainly Charlie Sakely's six-man volleyball tournament has, you know, it's had its ups and its downs. And that's just, as I mentioned, I think most of our programs are very cyclical. So they're going to have a lifespan, and they're going to come up, and then they may come back down and then come back up. And so right now with the Charlie Sakely Beach Volleyball Tournament, we are looking at making some changes to that program and trying to rebuild that program. It's in a rebuilding year because it got so big. It almost outgrew itself. You know, we had so many spectators coming in, so many different teams, and then which had to be shifted over to a Wednesday, Thursday to try to eliminate some of that because it just simply outgrew itself. We just could not accommodate the size of the crowds we were receiving. And so we're looking at really trying to rebuild that at this time where rather than, you know, focusing more on the adults, we're starting to kind of look at to the junior side of it and trying to incorporate in the juniors where maybe for 16-year-olds can actually start participating in the Charlie Sakely six-man volleyball tournament this year as well.
Yeah.
To try to bring in a new crowd as well.
That would be interesting. That would be interesting.
I think that's
right,
very
creative. What high schooler doesn't want to? I mean, it is an iconic event, and I think, you know, what 16, 17-year-old doesn't want to participate in this event knowing that iconic history that revolves around this event. And then, you know, you bring in new spectators, and this is our future as well of Manhattan Beach.
Right. Gina.
There's also other events that are affected, not only by the popularity of it, but as everyone in the country is faced with the economic hardship of the last couple years, we've had to let go some of our programming just to focus on our real core programming that we've had, but the Arts Festival. The Arts Festival was a huge art event that happened in our community, and it hasn't been here for about the past 4 years. And it was a great opportunity for the entire city to come out and really get some involvement in art classes and see performances and theater and painting, and it was just a great event. And now that we're in better times, that's something that we are definitely wanting to bring back. And you know, the community has been asking for it, too. So there's a lot of different elements that might affect our programming.
Okay, that's good. That's good. I remember we had the chief of police on our show, and we talked about how the adjustments were being made so that these events weren't growing so huge on the weekends that they presented a logistical problem and a control problem, which is why they wanted to move them into the week, like Wednesdays and Thursdays.
And the other thing, Joe, about that is it's a community event.
Right.
The Manhattan Beach Parks and Rec Department put that on. It's for this community.
Right. Not for everyone in Southern California.
Exactly. I know I'm being a little, exclusive here, but that's what it's for, this community.
Right. So pushing it into the week made it less attractive to that element that would come in and exploit it.
Too, the other thing is the competition now is much higher. So we're really getting the people that are truly focused to come down to really want to play beach volleyball during those weekday tournaments. So it's really shifted the customers that are coming out to play, the volleyball players that are coming out to play. They want to be there to play. That's really now their goal. They're not coming out here just to party. They're coming out to actually play.
Now who... Between the two of you, Gina and Jessica, who has the list? Because I do want to get into specifics about what's available, what the requirements are in terms of dates and times and costs and those kinds of things. Who has the list?
Well, I got the list of events here, and Jessica can definitely elaborate on each one, so we're kind of tag-teaming this.
Awesome. We have several things.
Okay. Well, just some immediate events. You know, today is the opening of the yarn bombing exhibition at the Creative Arts Center. So I don't know if you guys have driven down Manhattan Beach Boulevard this morning, but the trees are covered in very vibrant colored yarn. It's like putting sweaters on trees. It's really gnarly to drive down.
I've never seen this. It's
today? Actually something that's happened. Yes, it's there this morning. I drove by actually last night and this morning, and the trees have sweaters on, and it's very appropriate because it's kind of chilly this morning.
But, this is awesome. these are the kind of scoops that we hope to get on Manhattan Beach Chamber 360. So describe these sweaters on trees are.
Yeah, it's right on Manhattan Beach Boulevard. The Creative Arts Center is right across the street from Pollywog Park. Okay. And we've actually been having workshops. So, you know, youth from the community have been crocheting and knitting little sweaters to wrap around the trees. And the opening reception is tonight at 7.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So it's a program sponsored by Parks and Rec that is for crocheting.
Yeah, it's for crocheting and knitting. It's through our cultural arts division. It's an art exhibition, and it's really cool because the community gets to be part of the exhibition.
Is there a fee?
No, it's completely free. It's open at 7 p.m. to 9, so they have art inside of the center as well. And if you can't make it out to the opening reception tonight, you know, we have galleries hours that they can come throughout the week and just see the trees, walk up and touch the sweaters.
That's awesome. That's
awesome. I have to admit something. South Bay by Jackie did not know about this event.
How did that happen?
I don't know. I don't know how that happened.
Someone needs to be fired, Jackie.
Yeah, you're right.
So that's an exciting event.
Manhattan Beach Boulevard trees are going to be covered in sweaters, and I don't know about this. This is not good. All right.
I knew you guys were going to be exciting guests. You're listening to the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach Chamber 360. We're talking about Manhattan Beach Parks and Recreation summer programs, and you're welcome to call in. Please do call in with questions or comments at 714-242-5288, 714-242-5288. We'd love to talk to you and get a comment or question. So that's cool. That's very cool, Gina, and very exciting. So what else is going on?
Well, we have several type of events for all ages. You know, our bike and skateboard safety expos coming up June 7th. That's a popular event for the children of this community to learn some safety about bikes and skateboards. Then we also have the Father's Day volleyball tournament coming up, and that's June 15th.
And now, is this
that's
for
a
fathers
really neat
only?
Activity.
Father's
well, Jessica,
Day
is it for
volleyball?
Fathers only? Fathers and daughters.
It
Father's Day event.
Father's
so it's
Day
for
event.
Fathers and daughters or fathers and sons to come out and play. There are several different age categories that they can participate in, so that way they'll be fitted to that age group. But, yeah, there's definitely a lot of different categories, and it's just a fun day. Actually, all of the proceeds, so that's a charity. We donate all of the any of our registration goes to Project Fatherhood. So that's kind of a little charity event that we actually put on. We coordinate that with CBVA, and all of the proceeds go to Project Fatherhood.
Project Fatherhood. Now, do they have a website, do you know? Project Fatherhood?
You know, I'm sure they do. Projectfatherhood.org.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
Are you having any pros out for that? Do any professional volleyball fathers come out for that?
You know, you never know. There's a lot that live here, and there's a lot that have children,
yeah.
So you never know. At this time, no, we
everybody kind of likes to come in late and register late. So they got, you know, we've only got less than a month now. So hopefully we've increased the registration. But definitely we'll still hold the event. And like you said, there are several different pro beach volleyball players that live here with children. So you never know. You might see out there.
That's very appropriate, I think, because, you know, Mother's Day, brunch. You have to do brunch. But
sure,
Father's Day, I think Father's Day, they would much rather go out and play volleyball than do brunch.
Definitely.
Right?
I think so. I think my husband would much rather be out there playing volleyball than, you know, going to brunch on Father's Day. So get out and go to the beach. And hopefully it'll be a nice day.
How long has that event been going on?
Oh, geez,
or is this the first one?
That event's been going on for about the past 4 to 5 years.
5 years?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
About 5 years now. So, yeah.
Well, now you know, Joe.
That's
now
great. What a great way to get together with your son or daughter, celebrate Father's Day, and also to participate in service. Because the proceeds go to a worthy project, Project Fatherhood, and that's a wonderful way to spend Father's Day.
And it doesn't involve a coat and tie.
No coat and tie.
And you're having fun. You're having fun while you're doing it as well. So.
Yeah, you're barefoot and board shorts.
That's
I think
right.
every father
exactly.
would enjoy that.
That's awesome, awesome, awesome. So again, this is a father and daughter, father and son. Volleyball tournament on Father's Day, and you can find out more. What is your website, the Parks and Recs for Manhattan Beach?
Well, you can always go to the city website, which is citymb.info, and then you can head over to the Parks and Recreation Department from there. And we have a category there, special events, and all of this mm-hmm. information can be found there.
I see. So you go to citymb.info, and then you go to City Services?
Right. And then we're under Parks and Recreation, and you'll see special events.
Wow, there's so much stuff.
And yes.
But I
we
yeah, Parks and Rec-
keep busy.
And then special events. Okay, awesome, awesome, awesome.
Well, that's why they're here, to tell us about all that stuff.
Okay. It's just confusing. There's so much stuff.
Don't worry. We've got it under control, Joe. We've got the experts.
Right.
They're going to tell us everything.
Breathe.
Okay.
So this is exciting.
Let's do a commercial. Let's do a station break and a commercial, and then we can get back, and they can tell us about all the other great stuff going on.
Jackie, who do we want to thank?
Well, Joe, you know it's never too early to begin planning your financial future. When it comes to protecting your assets and hard-earned dollars, you'll want experienced professionals with a proven track record and flawless reputation on your team. Briganti, Cameron, Waters & Strong, certified public accountants and consultants, is the largest full-service accounting firm in the South Bay, and they are dedicated to providing professional services of the highest quality. The partners are South Bay residents deeply committed to serving the communities where they live, work, and play. They support a variety of local nonprofit organizations such as Skate Park PV, Palos Verdes Peninsula Land Conservancy, the Torrance South Bay YMCA, Rotary, and Pediatric Therapy Network, among others. BCWS prides itself on providing national accounting technical experience with the personal attention of a local company. This commitment to uphold high standards of excellence has proven key to their success and first-rate reputation. Their ultimate goal and reward is to see their clients achieve financial success as they define it, whether that means helping them to reduce their tax burden, assisting them with planning to ensure their financial security, succession planning, exit strategies, and wealth transfer. The partners and professionals of BCWS are committed to providing their clients with the expertise and guidance they need to reach their financial goals. For more information, visit the website at www.bcws.com or call 310-542-0011. Briganti, Cameron, Waters, and Strong.
Excellent. Well, so this is exciting. So now, what's next on the list?
Well, we have one of our biggest events, Concerts in the Park. I know everyone is looking forward to Concerts in the Park. People are calling in all the time saying, who's on the list? What bands are going to be playing this year? So we're going to be kicking off Concerts in the Park June 29th. And, of course, that's at our Pollywog Park Amphitheater. Starts at 5 p.m. We always kick it off with Hyperion as our official city band, and then you know, every Sunday you'll see us out there rocking out.
All right.
Until Labor Day.
All right.
That is such a great event. Such a great event.
It is. It's like, it feels like the entire community is out there. It's amazing how many people fit in the park on Sundays.
Yeah. It is. It's like old hometown week every Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know, and there's, let me move on here because we got lots of stuff.
Please.
We have a 4th of July pool party celebration for the community, and that is on July 4th from 10 to 2 at Beg Pool. And that's completely free, I believe, right, Jessica?
Yes, yes.
So that's a fun time. Great. If you don't have plans and you want to not have a mess at your house, come on over to the pool and swim with us and have a little barbecue.
Awesome.
And let's see, what else do we got here? We have Shakespeare by the Sea. That's another favorite there. It's July 8th and 9th at 7 p.m. at Pollywog Park. It's kind of like concerts in the park, but a little more sophisticated. You can still bring your picnic basket and just listen to some Shakespeare in the park. And tennis tournament. Jessica, you want to talk about the tennis tournament? July 17th, right?
Yeah, July 17th through the 20th is the Manhattan Beach Open Tennis Tournament this year. Something unique to this year is we're actually going to be offering the finals are going to be held at the Manhattan Country Club, so that's pretty exciting this year. And there's about 200 different players that will participate in that event. There's all different levels ranging from 3.5 to 4.0 to 4.5, and then also the open division. And so this event really has over the past few years, really gotten on the basically become a mark in the tennis world. There's $15,000 in prize money, which is really significant in the tennis community for the open division players. So we're driving in a crowd to come play in Manhattan Beach from all around the nation. So we have people from the East Coast that will fly in to play, and then, of course, all of our locals as well that are playing in some of the recreation division, amateur divisions as well. So something unique that all the finals will be offered at the club on the 20th. So that's really exciting. I think not just for the open division players, but also for all the amateur divisions as well will be played there on June
20th. That's wonderful.
So.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. It's a really fun event for the tennis community here. People come out, like I said, from all over to watch and to play as well. So we've just outgrown the courts that we have here. The tournament's actually held over at Live Oak and at MiraCosta High School tennis courts. And so through beginning on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, then the club will host the finals.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting. I know there have been some world-class tournaments over at the Manhattan Beach Country Club. I know that my son actually met Martina Navratilova at the Country Club. There was some event years ago.
The Virginia Slims. And,
yes, exactly.
Virginia
what am
Slims,
I thinking?
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Virginia Slims. Is that still going on at the Country Club?
I don't believe so. I think this is probably going to be the biggest tournament that we'll be offering over there. So we've partnered with the Country Club to offer this. So hoping to try to get really tennis in Manhattan Beach back on the map around Southern California.
Right. Now that you say that, so many memories are flooding back. Virginia Slims was huge. I mean, it was a national event.
Yeah.
And, you know, as I said, my son, along with several other kids in the community, got to meet some of the stars, and he got an actual T-shirt, and he wore that shirt for years afterwards. Then he got too embarrassed to wear it. Because it was a woman's, you know, tennis star or something like that. And then people didn't know who she was at some point. But anyway.
Part of the cool thing about really living and playing and working in Manhattan Beach is it is a small town, and so you do get to meet a lot of different faces that you probably wouldn't get to meet if you knew you were in some bigger city or anything, because we do have that really small town community vibe for all of our different programs out there, which is really cool, especially for the kids. I mean, who wouldn't want to meet, you know, a role model out there if you have the opportunity to?
Right, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, what's next then? Now we're having the tennis tournament, 17th through the 20th, right, of July.
Yes, right, of July, yes. And so now we're towards the end of July, and we're getting into our volleyball tournament. So we have the International Surf Festival that starts July 30th and runs through August 3rd. And specifically, the Charlie Stakely six-man volleyball tournament is July 30th through the 31st.
Okay, so 2 days.
I think we've talked a little bit about that one, Charlie Stakely Beach Volleyball Tournament, but there's additional components to the International Surf Festival as well throughout the South Bay. So Hermosa Beach features some events, and then also the city of Redondo and also Torrance will feature some events. So the paddle boarding, a two-mile run, a two-mile swim, peer-to-peer swim, and then the volleyball tournament, and then some youth events and the dory races as well. So there's a lot of different events that occur throughout that entire weekend from, you know, so it'll start July 30th and then end on August 2nd with the sandcastle contest actually down here in Manhattan Beach. We'll feature some sandcastle contests where the kids can come out and build their castles.
Now, I have a question about how are sandcastles built with just water and sand, or are there other elements allowed, like gelatin or something? Because I've seen some sandcastles.
Just water.
I've seen some sandcastles with what seemed like impossible elements. Like they've got to be using sugar or gelatin or something to make those spires and things stand up like that. But no, they don't.
You think they have water?
Just water.
Yeah, I mean, it's an art form. It's an art form now. I know we are trying to get more involved with the sandcastle contest and maybe bring out some professional sandcastle artists. And, I mean, that's what they do full time. That's their artwork, and they go throughout the country building these ginormous sandcastles that are elaborate with detail and everything. So
it's
just water.
It's amazing.
Yeah, you would think that they have some sort of structural elements underneath that sand.
You would think.
Just compact sand. It really is truly amazing the way that they do it, too. I mean, it's such a fine art almost. You know, it's a spray, a lot of it's a spray bottle that they're using, too. It's not even like
a gallon of
water.
Yeah, they use spray bottles to keep the sand moist and to that's one of the techniques I had forgotten about, but I was sure there was something else. Maybe soap and I don't know what, but
no, Joe, it's sand and water. That's all it is.
Jackie,
it's
there's
mud.
Magic. There's magic.
It's magic mud.
Okay, magic mud.
Magic mud.
So now we're near the end of August. Now what else?
Yeah,
towards the middle of August.
Middle.
We're going to have the 6th annual Kids Extreme event on August 17th, and this is an event that has really grown the past 6 years and sells out every year. And I don't know if you guys have ever heard of it.
No.
I've heard of it.
Yeah.
You have? Okay.
But give us all the details.
Yeah, give us.
It's through our aquatics program, so it starts off, you know, in the Beg Pool area, and kids sign up, and they do a short run and an obstacle course, and eventually with a swim, right, Jessica?
Yes, that's right.
And I know a registration, I believe, has opened for that, and again, that's August 17th. But it's so fun. Everyone gets a medal, and they have awards and all sorts of stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's for ages 5 to 15, so everybody will be divided amongst themselves within the different categories. It's just a really fun way for the kids to get out there. You know, you hear all about parents and everybody or friends participating in mud runs out there nowadays. I think that's like really the hot topic right now is these mud runs that everybody's participating in. So this is our pseudo mud run for kids to get involved in. So the kids really have a good time out there. They have fun, they swim, they run, they get muddy, and there's all these different activities within the obstacle courses as well that we develop for those kids out there. So it's a really fun family event as well.
Yeah, they climb over barrels of hay, and the parents are out there running with them too. So.
Okay.
The mud runs are very popular, Joe.
Yeah. Wow, that's great.
I had actually signed up for one last year, but something came up and I couldn't make it. But they're very, very popular.
Oh, They're huge right now. We don't actually have I don't think the city sponsors any sort of mud run here, but I know all the different areas around here. They're huge right now. They are definitely the hot thing right now. So the kids can get involved in their mud run and say that they, you know, participated in a mud run in Manhattan Beach. So it's real fun.
As a longtime Hermosa Beach resident, I'm very jealous that Manhattan Beach has a public pool. Beg Pool is such a great facility. I'm very jealous. It's a wonderful.
It is, and it's you know, it's impactive too. There's so many different swim lessons that we're offering out there, and different programs that are out there. But it's small too for the small community that we have. It fills up within, you know, some of our programs over at Beg Pool. For example, the junior, you know, the swim team and the junior guards programs, those fill up just almost within minutes as soon as registration opens. So unfortunately, right. The space we have, just we can't accommodate additional. We just don't have the space either. So it's a small pool, but yes, we're definitely so fortunate that we actually do have a pool here in Manhattan Beach,
right.
And
right.
that we're
right.
able to utilize full time.
Right.
Where is it? Where is the pool?
Beg Pool is located off Meadows. It's right behind essentially Pollywog Park.
Okay.
By Merrick, okay. Where the middle school was previously. So it's right behind the middle school. It's right by Beg Field. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Beg Field or Premier Field or any of those, that area. So it's right behind Pollywog Park, though.
Okay.
Just west of it.
All right.
Right.
All right. Now I know.
All right.
All right. So moving down the calendar here, it brings us to the 54th Annual Manhattan Beach Open Volleyball Tournament. That
yes.
is going to be taking place August 22nd through the 24th, and that is on the south side of the pier.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
So you guys have attended that.
Yeah, that's actually going to be, it's actually the NB Open this year is actually going to be held the 15th through the 17th. And so
oh,
ADP
did
is,
we change those dates?
Yes. So AVP is coming back and being a part of that event, and so we should have a lot of the top players that are going to be coming out to play in that event. IMG has partnered with AVP this year, and so they will be hosting that event.
Okay. That's exciting, because with AVP comes TV, and are they bringing the full Monty with them, the TV and everything?
It should be broadcast, I believe, live on CBS Sports, I believe, will be broadcasting
right.
it live at some
right,
point. That's
right,
what it
right,
looks
right.
like. So that's obviously a big staple event here as well.
This is one of the things that you'll notice a lot of European tourists here in the winter, because they're escaping the winters of Northern Europe. And in the winter time, when the tourists come, one of the things they want to do is they want to see where AVP volleyball is played, because volleyball
mm-hmm.
in Hermosa and Manhattan is huge in Europe and huge. and that's exciting. AVP's coming back to Manhattan Beach. That's wonderful.
Yeah, so AVP's coming back, and I know they have some exclusive deals with some of the players that will be coming back. So, like I said, it should bring a lot of the top-name players to be played. It's a 32 draw this year, and there'll be
mm-hmm.
qualifiers on Thursday. So I think 24 spots will be, you know, reserved for some of the top players. So
all right.
it's a real exciting event that we host. You know, it's a staple here in Manhattan Beach. The Manhattan Beach Open is, you know, and we're known for our beach volleyball. So that's pretty exciting. Everybody should come out and watch.
CBS Sports. Excellent. Excellent. Okay. That's a highlight. What's next?
Well, that kind of wraps up our summer, and then we kind of take a break in September and start getting ready for our fall activities.
Right.
Everyone starts getting ready for school, so we don't want
right.
to, you know, put too much stuff out there in September where parents are, you know, trying to focus on school. So that's
right.
kind of the end of our summer there. Some
right.
new events that we're partnershiping with Metlox Plaza. We're going to be having concerts at Metlox Plaza on Sundays this summer. So I know that they've had some small events going on there, but we're partnering up with them and really trying to market those concerts at Metlox Plaza this summer, every Sunday.
Oh, when do they start?
Those concerts begin in June. June 15th, I believe. Actually, June Sunday the 1st. That's the first one.
Oh,
and
wow.
And then they go throughout the whole summer.
Yes.
And they kind of, they end in August as well.
Mm-hmm.
So.
You've got the Shade Hotel there, and you've got so many nice restaurants in downtown Manhattan Beach or watering holes in downtown Manhattan Beach that you could visit and then sort of amble on to Metlock's Plaza to listen to live music. My wife and I go to LACMA often during the summer for live jazz at LACMA because they have some of the greatest jazz acts that are in the city, which means some of the greatest jazz acts that are in the world. And now we're going to have similar, what kinds of musics are going to be performed there at Metlock's Plaza?
Jazz is definitely something that they want to address at those summer concerts. So I know mm-hmm. for sure they're going to be having jazz and just trying to get some really quality bands for the community out there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's going to be something. That's going to be something. Because Metlock Plaza is so popular to begin with.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to hanging at Shade Hotel with Jackie and listening to some live music.
And, Joe, you don't have to leave the South Bay now.
No.
You don't have to. You don't have to get on
exactly.
a freeway. Why would you want to get on a freeway to go to L.A. to listen to music when you could sit in Metlock Plaza listening to great music, too? There's no reason to.
That's true.
Right.
I mean.
And not only are we focusing on the music, but I think we're also going to be having some beach movies there. Right, Jessica?
What?
Yes. We will be starting – actually, June 24th, we'll be kicking off the Summer Surf series. Over at Metlock's as well. So we've partnered with the Downtown Business Association and also the Metlock's group to begin offering fourth Thursday of every month, we're going to be offering a surf movie over there. So it'll be a real fun family event starting at 6:30, and people can come out, and we'll have popcorn over there and different activities as well for the kids to participate in and just have a real fun family event every
fourth Thursday of every month.
So the first movie, the first movie is going to be Surf's Up.
Surf's Up. Now, Jackie, did you know about this? Movies at Metlock's?
Have you done that before?
No, this is actually
before?
The first time.
Okay, I'm thinking maybe of movies in the park.
Sure.
There are a couple of different Hermosa Beach, Friends of the Park does movies
sure.
in the park.
Sure.
There's a couple of them around, but so this is the first, so no, I didn't know about it.
Jackie, someone has to be fired in your organization.
as the show is
no,
going
she just
on,
has
I got
to
my
call us.
I got my legal pad out and I'm writing furiously. Yeah, there goes my vacation, Joe.
No. This is so exciting. This, like you were saying, I mean, I wanna highlight also tonight at, and this is not in Manhattan Beach, but it's important to me, tonight at the Marseille Auditorium at El Camino College, the Beach Cities Symphony will be playing tonight, and it's such a treasure, such a jewel of free entertainment in the South Bay. The Beach City Symphony will be playing tonight, starts at 7:30 with a lecture by the music director, Barry Brisk, and then at 8:15 the music starts. Parking is $3. You should bring $3 bills. That's parking at El Camino College. Just the way it works. You put the $3 bills in the machine, and then otherwise you have to walk to the auditorium, use your credit card, and then come back and put the thing on your car, and that's a hassle. But and then it's wonderful. I forget who the beginning performance is, but they're going to be featuring what they call Artists of the Month. So there'll be four performances by that feature soloists, like a violin soloist, a piano soloist. I think there's a cello piece for a cello soloist. Artists of the future. These are like 14-year-olds, and then a Tchaikovsky piece, which is fabulous. So.
Speaking of, are we talking to James this morning? Is James going to call in?
I didn't think about calling him. I thought James would be calling in, so I was going to let that happen.
Okay, well, we'll see if he calls in.
You know, we're just going to go with it.
Okay.
We're going to go with it. Parks and Rec is so important. Parks and Recreation is so important that they'll have a full program all to themselves.
Yeah, yeah. They've got the whole calendar of events.
Yeah, that's right.
I know we talked about all the events, but I do want to just put a little plug in there for all of our different summer camps as well. We have several different summer camps. Tell us about them. Yeah, we have, beach volleyball to art camps and aquatics to tennis and different aquatic programs. Yeah. We have a whole variety of different programs that are out there for kids to help them turn their dreams into reality this summer. So we have, like I said, an array of different camps out there. So we've got something for everybody. So I definitely want to put a little plug in on that. And that's for all ages as well, or for youth ages as well. So from tots to about 15 years old, we have several different camp options out there for them.
Okay.
And we definitely have stuff going on for adults as well. I mean, we have our summer classes that are going on, anything from yoga to painting to ceramics and, down to soccer and swimming. So any type of classes for all ages. And we always have programming in the Joslyn Center for our older adults community as well. So lots of stuff for them going on this summer. You know, they have a fun event they call Swing and Sway. And it's just an event where they come out and they dance to swing, and it's amazing. It's packed in there. So a lot of stuff going on for older adults, too.
I think that's the second Friday of each month, the Swing and Sway?
Yes.
Now, one of the things that I think is really also wonderful about most of the events that Manhattan Beach Parks and Recreation puts on is if there is any costs, like the bus trips are really wonderful. If there are any costs, usually there's a price for residents of Manhattan Beach, and then there's a price for non-residents. What you guys do at the Manhattan Beach Parks and Recreation offices is create events for the entire South Bay that just make it wonderful to live in the South Bay. And lots of residents I know of other cities take advantage of the programs that you offer because you offer such amazing programs. So I just want to, as a longtime resident of Hermosa Beach, thank you for that.
Well, thank you. Thank you. That's what our goal is here. I mean, we definitely are here, to be part of the community and hear their needs and wants and address them and just make the quality of life better here. I mean, it's like our slogan says, parks make life better. And that's our goal, is definitely to make life better here in Manhattan Beach.
Right.
And you know what just ended this week? For the past month, they've been having a Monday night yoga at the Manhattan Beach Pier. And that past Monday was the last one, and I understand that was just a huge hit.
Yeah, that was offered through the Beach Cities Health District as part of their free fitness series. So we partnered up with them, and that offered the yoga down at the beach. I believe they're going to be moving down to Redondo Beach next to offer Zumba, and then down to Hermosa Beach in August to be offering some boot camp programs. So that's a really, really cool program that Beach Cities Health District is putting on, and it's all free for everybody that's in the South Bay. So we launched the yoga this year, and it was definitely a huge success. So there'll be some future yoga on the beach programs that are going to be out, that will be offered through the City of Manhattan Beach as well.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Zumba starts next week.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
so awesome. It is really cool that they, with the program that the Beach Cities Health District puts on, and the fact that they do move to all these different cities and have these different programs that they're offering. And again, it's all free for the community to come out to.
And I love their advertising. Have any of you seen the billboards that they did for that?
Nobody's
seen it. They've got at least one big billboard on Pacific Coast Highway, and their marketing. Yes, okay. It's like an icon. They have three icons in different colors. Yeah. One of them is the yoga. It's the little illustrations on restrooms, like the woman and they have like illustrations like that. And one's with the yoga pose, and the other one is like a girl dancing. You can see her hair flipping around, and the last one is the boot camp with the guy with the weights. They've got a good marketing campaign for that. Good visuals.
Yeah, they do. Actually, I'm looking at the poster right now as we speak. It's the exact same. So it is definitely pretty cool visuals.
Yeah.
Wow. I am very excited. Several things just sort of popped out at me, like this Father's Day volleyball tournament is fabulous, and you get to support an amazing organization like ProjectFatherhood.org.
Yes, so all for fun, all for charity, so it's all a good cause, so come on out, enjoy. Yeah, and then, you know, it's fun, too. Moms can come too, and enjoy the beach while not having to worry about what the kids are doing with their dad.
Yeah,
so it's
absolutely.
A fun day for the entire family, really.
It's like a second Mother's Day.
Totally. Yeah, built-in.
I like how you put it. Maybe we should be marketing to the moms.
Right. That's funny. That's awesome. I agree with you, Jackie, that a lot of moms probably would want to push dad into doing this with the son or daughter. I know, you know, my daughters, we had these dances that we went to, sponsored by the Girl Scouts, and that was something that just tickled my wife to no end.
I bet it did.
To get us all dressed up,
yeah. Yeah, well, moms will enjoy lounging on the beach while everybody else is sweating up a storm.
Right, exactly. And we learned about concerts at Metlocks. I think this is key to me re-engaging with Metlocks Plaza and loving it. I don't like just going and hanging out, but if there's going to be music, then I will go and hang out. So that's great. Wonderful.
And it'll be good music, the type of music you're interested in, jazz, right?
So usually,
come on down.
That's a biggie one. Well, so much. I'm sorry?
Yeah, and, you know, as soon as we get more information on the lineup, I'm sure the information will be available on the website, along with everything that we talked about today. So just, you know, reminding everyone to head to the website or give us a call here in the department, stop by, and we can always give more information.
Well, also, I want you to think of us, too. I think, you know, we think online radio is a great avenue to communicate information to a population, and especially when it's hyper-local like this. So we hope that you'll come back to the Manhattan Beach Chamber 360 or our Thursday program and talk about things that are coming up in Manhattan Beach Parks and Recreation, because we think the community will benefit from this personal involvement. They now know Gina and Jessica a little bit better.
Definitely. Yep. And it seems like we're always here, huh, Jessica? So come on by and say hi, and you know our doors are always open.
That's great.
With anyone.
Speaking of that, your doors are always open. What's your phone numbers and address?
Well, the Parks and Recreation Department is located in City Hall. So the City Hall address here is 1400 Highland. And our phone number to the department is 310-802-5448. And we're here Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. And if you'd like to send us an email, you can always email us at registrationhelp@citymb.info. And shoot us over a question, and we'll get back to you as soon as we can.
Well, that's important. Email is very, very popular for help. So it's registrationhelp@citymb.info.
Yes.
Okay, registrationhelp@citymb.info. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Gina Allen.
Thank you.
Thank you, and thank you so much for joining us today, Jessica Vincent.
Thank you for having us on the show.
Absolutely. We love featuring the different aspects of Manhattan Beach, and of course, this show is sponsored by the Manhattan Beach Chamber, and Parks and Recreation is a huge part of our community. We're so glad to talk about it, and we learned a lot today. We hope lots of people will learn things from the show and explore more at citymb.info. You can find all the information there. Thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
All right. That's our show for today, ladies and gentlemen. Lots and lots of things to do this summer. Check out the website, citymb.info. Bye-bye now.